dedicating this to Lushma Tzadek et Chana Pashabat the Rebbe Shlita. And Bezrat Hashem, I'm going to tell you today that הדיבורים היוצאים, הם יוצאים מהגרון, that the words that are coming out, they're coming out from the throat. גימטריה שלוש פעמים אלוקים. And the numeral value of that, of what I don't know, it's three times Elohim, maybe Mehagaron, maybe Garon, maybe the more value of Garon is three times Elohim, do you know it? You're thinking so? Okay,
no.
You can check it, it's okay.
No, it's not. Me. It's not Garon three times.
Okay, so Rabban is saying that you have three, but again, those three hands that we were talking about, one is the strong hand, and the big hand, and the highest hand. So three hands, three kind of powers, are coming out from the throat. And the normal value of that concept, that is the words that comes out from the throat, is equal to the normal value of three times the name Elohim. Elohim means the judgments, the powers of Hashem Yitbarach. Okay, not only judgments, also all of the powers of Hashem. So you have the power. You got the power. When you believe that you receive your power from Hashem Yitbarach, so then you have the power. When you believe that your hand is the powerful hand, the strong hand, the highest hand, why is it so high? Why is it so strong? Because that I'm receiving my powers from Hashem. Those are hands, the hands of faith. He believes that his hand belongs to Hashem Yitbarach. So then you have the power of Hashem. In his name, Elohim, that is the aspect of his power, the judgments. Vezeh perush, and that's the explanation of what it's written in the verse, Nafshi bechapi tamid. My spirit is in my hand always. So, Nefesh is a b'chinot divur. The spirit is in the aspect of the power of speech. כמו שכתוב לך, that it's written, נפשי יצאה בדברו, that the spirit comes out when you speak. So the spirit is in the hand. The hand and the mouth, the words that are coming out, are the same aspect, the same thing, same aspect. היינו בחינות תפילה, the aspect of prayer. כמו שכתוב לך, that it's written, תורף נפשו באפו, that the person, when he is angry, he's burning and destroying his spirit, but when he's praying, so it's in his soul. So he's got the power of his nefesh to express it while he's praying. Bechapi, in my hand, haynu bechinot mechaat kaf, that aspect of clapping the hands in time of prayer. Al yedei ze, by that, betoratcha lo shachachti rashe tevot shelev, and I'm not forgetting your Torah, I've never forgotten your Torah. It's the first letters of those words, V'toratcha lo shachavti, means shalev. Shalev, it's peaceful. When you don't forget Hashem, when you remember Hashem, when you walk with Hashem, so then you can be shalev, you can be relaxed, you can be quiet, Hashem is with you, you have confidence. Gimatria shalosh havayot v'shalosh elokim. No value, three times name of Yudke Vavke, 26, and three times elokim. Hainom takata dini means cancel all judgments. So we don't need to apologize that Rabbeinu wrote the book of Likutei Moharan in this way, that Rabbeinu is teaching us Kabbalah and revealing his amazing wisdom. For sure that we are trying always not to... I have one student I'm calling him my student, even that he's refusing to learn from me. But he's keep on calling all of the time, so I consider him my student, I don't mind. When he's trying always to go alone, and to make it on his own, but every 3 months or four, so he's collapsing, he's losing it all, and then he's calling me, and I'm recharging him, and then he's trying again to make it on his own, and then he's failing again, and then he's calling again, so I consider him my student. So, he told me once he was in one of my classes to see me online. He's a few times, but once he came to my class and he heard my class, and after the class he told me, I have to confess. I was sitting and I felt like I know everything you said. I couldn't hear nothing special in your words. I'm sorry. He was honest. I respected his opinion. And he said, I didn't feel like he said something new, but he said that in the end of the class, everyone came to you and they asked you to bless them, and people were crying while you were talking, and the women were so excited, and they came and they said, please bless me, and this and that. So I couldn't argue with that. He said, when I'm giving a class, it won't be the same. People were not going to be so excited like after you gave the class. So he was honest enough to explain, to admit, to say, I felt like I know everything you said, but I didn't really, probably didn't really got it. I probably didn't really understood your class. If other people got something else from it, then for me it was kind of boring, so something is wrong with me. He said, he admitted, something is wrong, I don't see it, I don't get it. So, we're always, always, always talking about the same concepts. We're always talking about faith. We're always talking about talking to Hashem, doing 1 hour, doing 6 hours, being holy, being honest, doing with Erech Eretz, keep the rules of Torah, Mitzvot, Shacharit, Mincha, Arvit, Tefillin, Shabbat. We're talking about the same concepts always. The thing is that to know the Torah is one thing, and to keep the Torah is a second thing. To bring it into your heart, that's a different thing. First of all, to learn Torah, that's one thing. It's an amazing thing. It's great. There's no problem. Everyone can learn Torah. Chinese people can sit in their houses, in the college, and sit and learn Gemara. It's not a problem. To sit and to learn Gemara, that's not the issue. The issue is to follow the rules. It's that the Torah is going to change you, Zot Torah Adam, and going to make you to be a human being, going to make you a kind person, a nice person, a sensitive person, a caring person, a loving person, a person with faith, with confidence. That's the thing. So, we are talking on the same things. And yes, Rabbeinu is learning Kabbalah here. And what's our connection to Kabbalah? We're trying to take from the Torah conclusions that are going to take us to Maaseh, going to bring us to actions. We are trying to bring our limud into our life. That the Torah of Rabbeinu will not going to bring us to the wisdoms. Oh, what's the normal value? 26, 3 times 26. Oh, and you need to add it to the word Elohim, the normal value of Elohim, and then such. Okay, it's Kabbalah. I'm telling you, the intention of righteous people, the Mekubalim, that are real Mekubalim, that are really, really, that's their Avodat Hashem, to aim with those Kavanot. Those are people that the letters and the normal values of the Torah, for them, it's the Pshat. This is how they understand the verses. This is how they see life. It's not that they need to aim while they're saying Elohim, the numeral value of the word Elohim, and when they're saying now Hashem, they need to think if now it's 26, or maybe they need to make another Yichud, and to add Adni and Yud Kei Vav Kei, and to include it with Elohim. If you think like that, you lost the prayer. You lost the Tefillah, because you're not talking to Hashem now. You're not asking, no request now. You're learning Torah, you're thinking, maybe you're thinking very deep, maybe you're thinking very holy thoughts about very high and divine concepts. Great! Do it when you learn Torah. Do it when you learn Kabbalah. Don't do it while you pray. While you pray, if it's your pshat, if that's your understanding, when you see Yud Kei Vav Kei written in the Siddur, so great, now for you, you see the numbers of it, you see all of the wisdom, all of how Hashem Yibach programmed the world, and you see how the Shefa is coming down, the bounty is coming down in the letters, and it's okay, now you get a lot of concepts while you pray, great, So those are the real kavanah, those are the real intentions. You can aim, great. But if not, so you're going to lose the pshat, you're going to lose the meaning of the prayer, of the blessings, of the requests, while trying to aim to all of those moral values. So also when you learn the Torah, if you set now to put your all of your head and to concentrate and to focus and to find the depths of that sugiya, now I want to understand exactly what's the numeral value. Okay, and that's your limud now. Do it. No problem with it. It is limud haTorah. No problem. But my attitude in limud haTorah, and I can break my head in another time and to try to understand something into the depths of it, into the finest details. But when we are sitting and learning together Likutei Moran, what that we're trying to achieve from the Likutei Moran is advice for life. And not what the real neural value of those three names when they're joining another three names and together it's in the aspect of another neural value. That's not what we're doing here while learning Likutei Moran. Likutei Moran, first letters of the Likutei Moran, it's Lamed and Mem, it's like the word Mal, circumcise. Umal Hashem Elokecha et Orlat Levavcha. Because Rabbeinu gave us the Torah, this Torah, the Likutei Moran, to circumcise our hearts, to purify our hearts. That you, when you come to your life, to your house, to your wife, to your children, as a different person after learning Torah, that you're going to be nicer, that you're going to be kinder, that you're going to be softer, that you're going to be able to listen more, to hear the rebuke a little bit more. Like I told you, I had a student that was sitting in my class over a year and didn't do 1 hour it would do. And after 1 year, 1 year and a half, he came to me and told me, you know, yesterday I made my first 1 hour it would do, and I was shocked. I looked at him and I was amazed. What? Only now? 1 year and a half? It took you to do 1 hour it would do, we're talking about, and I didn't have no complaint. I realized that it took time for my words to penetrate, to come into his heart. But after 1 year and a half, he made it. He finally found his connection to Hashem, to the Itvodadut. So, that's the result of our limud. If in the end of the day, we're working on our midot, on our attributes, on our behavior, on our manners, if we're trying to be better people in the end of the class, like that Igeret HaRamban, Rambam is telling his son, when you finish learning Torah, you need to, when you're standing up from the book, okay, now it's the time to think, how can I keep the advice? What can I do with the Torah that I learned? Okay, I learned amazing Gemara, amazing Masechet. Okay, what am I doing with it? That's it, I'm putting it in my pocket. I bought it, I purchased more verses, more pages. That's my property, that's what I have. You need to bring it into your heart, that your heart will be pure, that you will become to be. Every person needs to ask himself, when my actions going to become to be like the actions of my rabbis? When I'm going to be holy like those righteous people? I'm learning about Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. That's it. If I know the opinion of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes on what to do with a broken earthenware vessel during Shabbos, so now that's it. Me and Rabbi Meir, we're together. That's it. We're connected. No. I need to have the vessel to contain Rabbi Meir inside of me. How am I going to contain Rabbi Meir inside of me if I'm going to have Rabbi Meir's midot? If I'm never going to insult no one, if I'm going to be kind, if I'm going to run after the Torah and chase after the Torah, if I'm going to pray for my brothers, if I'm going to fight for Am Yisrael, if I'm going to go and going to save my sisters, if I'm going to do things that, and then I'm going to become to be like him, I'm going to be able to contain his wisdom. His pure intelligence, his pure wisdom, his pure heart will be happy to hover, to come, and to come into his wisdom of Torah, his pure water of Torah, will be happy to take the shape of my vessel, because I purified myself, because I made myself to be a vessel that can contain Hashem. Okay, I want to learn the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, so I need to become to be Baal Teshuvah. I need to be like Rabbi Akiva, that is going and putting all of his effort and running and doing and learning and crying to Hashem and praying to Hashem and teaching others and having students. And even after that, all of his students died, he is not giving up and he's going again and teaching and other group of students and teaching them and handing them all of his Torah and going to his rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, on his deathbed. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, it's one of the big, amazing, most amazing stories. The Gemara is telling us about Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus on his deathbed, and he's about to die, and he's telling his students, I couldn't give you, I'm going up back to heaven with the holy tablets in my hands. He's telling them, I didn't hand you the Torah. I could have, I get. And Rabbi Akiva is looking at him and telling him, okay, so give it to us now. And he told him, are you ready? He said, yes. Kadima, teach me. And he's starting to teach Rabbi Akiva. After 2 hours or so, Rabbi Akiva started to cry. There was a circle of fire that was surrounding the bed and the house. Only Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Akiva were standing together, and he's teaching and teaching and teaching on his deathbed, trying to hand the Torah, trying to give the Torah to the next generation. Rabbi Akiva, after 2 hours, started screaming. He said, I cannot handle it anymore. It's too much for me. Rabbi Akiva is able to admit, I'm not able to learn anymore. And Rabbi Akiva said, I took from my rabbi the amount, tiny amount, like a drop in the sea, like a dog that is licking water from the sea. Nothing. A dog came to the sea now. He licked a little bit of water. He drank some water. That's it. Now he went. Something changed in the sea. Nothing changed in the sea. That's how Rabbi Akiva felt about all of his Torah. And Rabbi Akiva handed his Torah to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And how much was in that small drop of water that he took from Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, while Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus couldn't hand the Torah to him at all. And he died while taking the Torah with him back to heaven. And I'm taking another point from this story. What's the point? That Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was a Baal Tshuva that started his life as an ignorant boor, didn't know anything in the age of 27. You can open Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, I'm not making up. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was 27 years old, Baal Tshuva. He didn't know how to say Kriyat Shema. He didn't know how to say Birkat HaMazon. He didn't know how to say, to do basic mitzvot midoraita. He didn't know. And he was crying and begging to Hashem Yitbarach, I want to learn Torah, I want to learn Torah. And he began to be who that he was. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, the student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Huge Tana, the rabbi of Rabbi Akiva, that went back to heaven with the holy tablets in his hand. Who are we talking about? And he's a Baal Tshuva. And you think, no, he was a Baal Tshuva. In that generation, things were different. No, you are separating between you to them. When I took Obi first time to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes Tzion in Tveria, Obi was in shock. He was standing in front of the Tzion of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. He saw Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. I said to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, he was standing over there. He looked at the Tzion, he couldn't believe. He said, for us, people that came from America, it was all like stories, you know, legends from the past. Agadot u'midrashim. Legends and tales of the tradition of Israel. It's stories. But here is Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Really, he's here. He's buried here. This is his Bet Knesset. You can touch his grave. You can touch his seer. You can feel his presence. It's here. It's alive. Rabbi Akiva, you can go and you can see the cave. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there's a place. You cannot ignore the presence of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in his tzion. So, when you live with the Tanaim and the Amoraim, righteous people can see the Tanaim and the Amoraim while they're learning. I'm talking about huge righteous people. They're saying, there is a very famous thing that people are saying, that when you finish the limud, if you learn from certain Tana, certain Amora, you can tell this righteous man, please bless me. If you now mention something from the mouth of Rabbi Akiva, you just quoted Rabbi Akiva, you said Rabbi Akiva said, and you're saying it, now you can go to Rabbi Akiva and tell him, Rabbi Akiva, please, bless me, because he's with you. If you don't believe that he's with you while you're learning, so why are you learning his Torah? If his Torah doesn't bring him to be with you, if you're not bringing him to be with you, if you're not connecting yourself to the limud that you're learning, so what are you doing? So we need to believe in the power of our Torah, that even though that we're Baal Tshuva, even though that we're coming from far, far distance, we can change. It's in the power of Hashem Yitbarach to change us. How many people, it's so hard for them to stand and to pray Shacharit, to pray Mincha, to pray Ma'ariv, and they're not able to make the first step. You need to believe that you can change. The fact that you haven't prayed for a year, it doesn't mean that you cannot pray. The fact that you don't know the words of the Siddur, it doesn't mean that you cannot learn. The fact that you haven't put tefillin until today, it doesn't mean that you cannot start putting tefillin. It doesn't mean that you now need to go and purchase tefillin in $1,000. You can go to the closest Bet Chabad and to ask them if they can help you to put tefillin. You can go to the closest shul and to ask someone after Shacharit if he can let you use his tefillin for 5 minutes and to teach you how to put tefillin. When I went with my new tefillin first time to Kotel HaMaravi, first time in my life that I went with my tefillin to the Western Wall, I put my tefillin with the boxes. My tefillin was inside the box of the tefillin. I put the tefillin like that. I didn't know. I forgot. Guys, it was the third time in my life that I put tefillin. What do you want from me? I didn't know. And some rabbi came to me and asked me, do you know that you... I was weird, you know. He asked me, Tony, do you know that you're supposed to remove it? Now I know.
Thank you.
What can you do? You never learned those rules. You never heard those rules. You want to keep them. You want to honor the tefillin. You don't want to hurt the tefillin. Why I put it with the box? Because I was afraid to touch it. I didn't know what it means. I didn't know what it is. I wanted to honor it more. But I don't know. In my chuppah, they told me how to say the brachot. I didn't remember the brachot. You don't know the brachot. You know the brachot of the chuppah. Only after being dati for thousands of years, you can remember the brachot in the chuppah. Everyone that are coming, the rabbi tells them one word after the other what to say. The verses, Yimishkachach Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, everyone is saying such nonsense on those verses. People don't know what they're talking about at all. And they're confused and exciting. He told me, Baruch Atah Hashem, and he was expecting me to know to say name of Hashem, to say Shem Hashem. I didn't know. I said, Baruch Atah Hashem. He told me, no, you need to say Shem Hashem. Okay. So I said, Shem Hashem. I don't know. I didn't know. He said Hashem. I said Hashem. What do you want? You said Hashem. It was his fault. Yeah, halachically it was his fault, because you, as a teacher, if you want to guide someone, halachically, you're allowed to tell him the name of Hashem. If you want to teach your son to say Baruch Atah, and you want him to say the name of Hashem, you're allowed to tell him the name of Hashem. It's Limud HaTorah now. You're learning with him. You're not saying Bracha LeBatala. Crazy parents making their children crazy, losing their minds. No! When I tell you Hashem, you need to say, leave me alone. That's what stops your son. Now he's 18, he will never gonna say Shem Hashem anymore. He can't hear you. That's it. The name of Hashem, for him, it's screamings. He just is about to say Shem Hashem. That's it. He lost his mind. He don't want to hear this name anymore. This name he doesn't want. It's your fault. Because you're so strict and Haredi and powerful. Okay, great. Nissan, you're Haredi.
Absolutely.
You are Haredi.
I don't know why this is just such a
bad
shoe. Such a guy like you.
I don't know. I had a student that his wife, they were both converts. And they came to learn in Yeshiva Shel Rav Shalom Arush, Rav Shalom Arush. In one of the days, converts came to Eretz Israel learning in Yeshiva Rav Shalom Arush. Now, in one of the days, the wife went and her friends ask her, where your husband is learning? She said, my husband is Avrech, whatever, he's learning Torah, Yeshiva, where is learning? He's learning in Rav Shalom Arush Yeshiva. So that friend looked at her and said, what? You let your husband learn in Yeshiva of a Baal Tshuva? So, hey, she just converted, everything is cool. Let him learn. What do you want from those guys? Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we need to believe that Hashem Yisbarach is with us and He's close to us. And when we're calling Him, so He's close. Because Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him with truth. So we just need to call Him from the bottom of our hearts and to believe that He's with us. And yes, the beginning of Rabbi Akiva was also very hard. The beginning of mine was also very hard. I'm still in my beginning and it's very hard. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm achieving, I'm bringing results. I see that I'm growing, I see that I'm working on things, I see that I'm working on my midot, I'm trying to be a better person. I'm working hard to become to be who that I am. And I see results. So if you're going to believe in yourself, you're going to be believed. Im ta'aminu, ta'aminu. So, even though that we learn in Kabbalah, we're trying to come up with conclusions to life, things that are going to help us to fix ourselves and to become to be better people. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. See you soon.